Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, 91 episode 171, 171. And as we always do, we personalize Psalm 91. So we are on verse 9 and 10. So how are we going to say it? By this time, you should have your Bible and you should say it along with me. What are you going to say? You say, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High God, thy habitation. And you know, we do not say thou again. We say me, mine. We personalize it. So what are you going to say? Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. Because you've done that, what happened? Verse 10. There shall no evil befall me. Oh, there shall no evil befall me. My spirit is somersaulting. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So say it again. I'm going to say, because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Oh, are you not blessed? You are blessed. You are so blessed that you have made the Lord, and the Lord Jesus is your refuge. And not only that, he is also your habitation. And because of that, there shall no evil befall you. 2020, no matter what is happening in 2020, no matter what second wave of COVID, whatever they're saying, expecting winter to come in, winter to come very soon, so there will be COVID, a second wave. Let them say what they say. Because the virus is mutating, there is no vaccine, or they are doing the vaccine, but they're having trouble. Whatever the world says, listen to me, my dear. Listen to me. God's word says, and this is how you take God's word. I said, there is no man in the whole world. And you and Jesus, and Jesus is there, and you're sitting under his feet, and he looks right into your face, looks right into your face, and tells you, mentions your name. My name is Olivia. So mention and says to me, Olivia, because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, girl, there shall no evil before you, neither shall any plague, disease come near your dwelling. Your dwelling could be your house. It could also be your body, which is your house, because you know the real you is inside of you. If you've been listening to this episodes, you know that anytime I say you, I'm talking about the man on the inside. So the man on the inside, also this body, is your house, is your dwelling place. And then your apartment, wherever you live, your house is also your house. In both of them, no evil will come near you. Is it not a good place to shout hallelujah? Is it not a good place for you to be smiling and lifting up your hands and saying, thank you, Lord. You've done it. This is a done deal. So, you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Hallelujah. So this is where we will stop here, and then in the next episode I'll be explaining what it means and the implications, because Moses is the one who wrote this, and when he wrote it when the old covenants, they were using the blood of bulls and goats and that turtle doves and all that to sacrifice. But right now, something big has happened for us in the new covenant, that Jesus himself has come. The word of God has come, became a man, and now took upon himself all our curses, all our sins, everything. He took it upon himself so that you will become a new creation. Oh, hallelujah. And because of that, a lot of things it has affected this verse. So we'll go into that in the next episode. You're blessed to be a blessing. Bye.